Can you guys hear me? Everybody can always hear me, but I still have to ask. Well, I'd like to thank Joan and Jimmy for curating this reading series. I'm so happy to read here. I love Hemingway's and I love those guys. And I'd like to thank all of you guys for coming out. It's so great to see so many people, I guess. My first poem is called Bio. I've been fucking my way to happiness since 2004. The man who loves me the most is biologically a woman. She thinks I'm beautiful and tender. I don't know my place in this world. I got picky somewhere between Pittsburgh and Chicago. Before I moved, you told me you'd meet me halfway, like Cleveland. Show up. I'm tired of waiting for you. I'd call, but I'm not good with the phone. I've run out of interesting things to say, except for this. Diego Rivera fucked Frida Kahlo's sister, Christina, and Frida forgave him. I don't understand that forgiveness any more than I understand why I keep falling in love with dead people, people I can't touch. I'm not ever going to forgive my mother for anything. If I could afford it, I'd live in the pink co-op building on the next block and wear black Louis Vuitton pumps. I like the color pink. My grandmother married when she was 20. At that age, I was fucking a Christian guy who had a girlfriend. He thought pulling out meant it didn't count. When he needed help putting the rubber on, I threw him the fuck out. So I've been writing some newer poems, and this poem actually tried to be an imitation of D.A. Powell's poem Chronic, but as you'll see, it's completely different. But hey, and also I quote a line from Walt Whitman here. In this place, at 7:30 a.m., the sun's already hot on my bare back. East Carson's nearly empty. I want to say my East Carson, but I've learned not to claim what's not rightfully mine, like the pond behind the college where I work, home to one heron, ducks, and snapping turtles. Alicia came into work one day, waving her hands. It bit me. The girl at the bus stop in the evening dress and studded gold sandals is lovely. Whitman says, happiness, not in another place, but this place. Not for another hour, but this hour. Herons can kill snapping turtles, shish kebab them with their beaks. I could think of worse ways to go. A burst bladder, lava lamp explosion, choking on a hot dog. Consider Susan Cabot, star of The Wasp Woman, beaten to death by her 23-year-old dwarf son with a weightlifting bar. The photo in the article shows her holding three cats, one crawling on her shoulder. The man who gave himself to me decently is dead, and he comes to me in dreams. Jump, he says. Jump like the b-ball boys playing at sunset, the sun red pink over their heads, their skin made silk with sweat. In my romantic mind, they move like they're dancing. Thank you. A friend of mine I went to grad school with in Chicago died a couple months ago, so this is a poem for him. Poem for Nate, January 17th, 1986 to May 15th, 2014. 4th of July, you held that bottle of Arbor Mist over my mouth until I finished it. You patted my head. Good girl. We sat on Jeff's roof and threw stones at trees, talked serial killers. You said your neighbor had Jeffrey Dahmer's head in a jar. I wanted to see it. You said, "No, Kayla, he's probably crazy." On the brown line, you told me to kiss you, didn't bother to wipe my blue lipstick from your mouth. 90 degrees in Chicago, you wore dark blue jeans. Your black and white tee, the last thing I saw you in. I wanted to hold your hand, but was too afraid. Thank you. What he does. My lover's hands cut hair 8 hours a day, are bathed in talcum powder. He says, I've missed your thick hair. A Leo, always in a hurry, no time for baby or darling. His dry hands guide me in the dark. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm reading a poem from my chapbook, Mini Love Gun. And I'm reading this poem for my good friend Jess, who requested it. It's called Roadhead. He's my step cousin, but I have my mouth on his cock. He's stoned, doing 85 on 65, Ohio River Boulevard to Pittsburgh. I'm fucked up too, giving roadhead in the front seat of his big ass truck while I'm thinking of his friend Joe, who has strong hands, fat lips, a meaty cock. Not thinking of my boyfriend Kyle, who thinks pretty and sweet. My step cousin takes a hand off the steering wheel, shoves my head. He likes it when I gag. I don't love him, but I love this cock, his hand grabbing a hunk of hair, the air on my exposed back. I keep my eyes closed, imagine the view of Pittsburgh from the Fort Pitt tunnels as my step cousin shoots his load, my city laid before me. Thank you. And this, I don't know why you guys are laughing over there. What's so funny about that? This is my last poem. We're going back to Chicago for a minute. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I bounced around between a couple cities. I like to do that. But my last poem is a Chicago poem, and it's dedicated to my friend Brent, who used to cut my hair when I lived in Chicago, and we were good buddies. Sonnet with piercing for Brent. You change my nose ring after we smoke a couple bowls and watch the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race because I can't do it, have a hang-up about touching my face. There's always so much to fuck up. Steady fingers unscrew the tiny black ball on the new hoop after you take pliers and separate the silver ring that sat in my nose for 3 years. Does it hurt? You say, because I flinch. No, but there's a discomfort, a slight pinch while you screw the new ring into a full circle. Who else will get that close, fingers in my nose, and love me enough to send me home with dinner leftovers? When I leave Chicago, who will do this? Thank you.